Support for NPR comes from the Ford Foundation, a resource for innovative people and institutions worldwide, on the web at fordfound.org.
It is 73 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:04. Dense fog advisory continues till 9 for the Springfield, Taylorville, Bloomington, Normal, and Decatur areas. Otherwise, today we'll see things clear up and have a high of 84. Flood warning remains in effect for Clark County till 9:15. Governor Blagojevich has declared 7 counties along the Mississippi River disaster areas to speed up help from the state to fight floodwaters. The declarations came after Blagojevich visited Quincy yesterday. Governor earlier declared 6 southeastern counties disaster areas, including Clark, Coles, and Cumberland in our severe weather coverage area. Congressman Tim Johnson says the fight to build the future gen plant in Mattoon is not over, even though the Department of Energy may think otherwise. Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman sent a letter to the Future Gen Alliance yesterday, formally terminating their financial commitment to the project, but Johnson says he and other Illinois members of Congress will not let plans for a low-emission coal plant in Mattoon just fade away.
We're going to do everything we can within the legislative process, either the supplemental appropriations bill or otherwise, to keep this concept and this location and this technology alive, so to speak, until we have a new administration, a new Secretary of Energy, who are aware of the significance of this issue.
Energy Secretary Bodman had said the FutureGen project had become too expensive. He's announced a new version of FutureGen, featuring several smaller projects at multiple sites. Johnson calls Bodman's handling of the FutureGen project irresponsible and says he and others will be contacting presidential candidate Obama and McCain to seek their support for FutureGen in Mattoon. A small hospital in Monticello's decided to start fresh with a brand new building. Kirby Hospital has been in its current building for more than 30 years, but CEO Steve Tenhouse says it no longer matches the hospital's concentration on wellness and preventive medicine. Tenhouse says a management firm is studying a number of potential locations for a replacement hospital. A spokeswoman for the hospital mentioned no specific sites, but it says the site could be finalized within the next 3 months, and then fundraising will begin. 73 degrees on Friends Plaza at 6 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that prisoners at Guantanamo Bay can challenge their detentions in federal court. Iraq's prime minister says that negotiations to spell out the legal status of U.S. troops in Iraq are deadlocked for now. President Bush appeals to European leaders to toughen sanctions on Iran. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And let's begin with this Supreme Court ruling.
Yes.
That detainees at Guantanamo Bay can challenge their custody in federal court. Writing for the majority opinion, Justice Kennedy said, quote, "The laws and Constitution are designed to survive and remain in force in extraordinary times."
Right.
President Bush says he disagrees with the ruling, but certainly will comply.
President Bush said he will. He doesn't agree, but he will comply. That's a relief.
What's the portent of this ruling?
Well, the point is this is habeas corpus, the most ancient of rights going back to the Magna Carta and enshrined in our Constitution. And it is, you can't hold a person indefinitely without producing him. Habeas corpus, produce the body. And the question here involved with the Supreme Court, well, yes, an American right is also a right for foreigners. There are about 270 people locked up in Guantanamo, and they are alien combatants. Do they have the same rights as Americans? When it comes to habeas corpus, 5 of the justices said yes.
Is this the beginning of the end for Guantanamo?
Well, I don't know where the end for Guantanamo is ever going to come. When they try to return some of the people, the countries they come from won't take them anymore. And it looks as though having held on to these people for 6 years, there's going to be some difficulty getting rid of them, finding somebody who's willing to accept them. They may have to end up in the United States.
What about the argument that the administration has really made from the beginning, that these are essentially combatants on the field of battle in the global war against terrorism,
yes,
even though they don't wear a uniform? They also are something different that we haven't seen before.
Supreme Court says it can only be suspended in case of invasion of the United States. It doesn't say that we don't like them and they're bad people, and some of them may be, but
that's what some of the countries who are refusing to take them have said.
That's right. I mean, we're stuck.
The presidential candidates, Senators McCain and Obama, have taken different positions on the court's ruling.
That's right. I mean, as you might